like the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
Good evening, Texas, and good evening here, San Antonio. I'm right here in San Antonio. So, wala po na ako ngayon sa Houston, but I'd like to say good morning sa Philippines. It's 10 a.m. there in the Philippines. Good evening in Canada. Good afternoon in Australia. Hello. This is Eileen, your host of Usapang Off the Record. I am an attorney licensed in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I'm the managing partner of Legal Thyssen Law Firm based in Houston, Texas. Right now, this is not our regular Usapang Off the Record because I'm actually covering a live show here, here in San Antonio. We're having our TOFSA Gala, which is the Outstanding Filipino Americans of San Antonio. And it's not just celebrating the Outstanding Filipino Americans, but also we are celebrating the signing of the Memorandum of Agreement between the City of Baguio and City of Houston, ang tinatawag nilang Friendship Agreement ng dalawang city. So the mayor of Baguio City is here with us. He gave his speech a little earlier, and also the mayor of San Antonio, si Mayor Nuremberg. Ang mayor naman ng Baguio City ay si Mayor Magalong. And of course, we have different dignitaries here who are attending the gala. We have here the Consul General of the Philippines, of course, Consul General Gerald Santos, and Vice Consul Marco Lopez. Na makakausap natin mamaya si Vice Consul Marco Lopez. Kasi naging part siya ng planning ng signing nga ng itong friendship agreement between Baguio City and City of San Antonio. And also the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce of Texas is also here. All the five regions of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce are here. So we have the Dallas region, of course, the Greater Houston region, the Central region, the Rio Grande region, and also yung ating pinakabagong region, Greater Austin region. So let me show you around. I'm not gonna be speaking a lot because it's gonna be very loud in this event, but so let me show you. Oh, ito si Tito Flor. Mr. Flor. All right, ito si Mr. Flor Ginhawa from the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce. Okay, nice to greet you. Why are you here?
For the state board meeting.
Yeah, we have the...
Tomorrow we have the state board meeting and then the Adobe showdown on Sunday.
Yeah, so that's why we are here in San Antonio.
Yes.
All right, so thank you. I'll see you around.
Ito ba yung iba yung bivac na Houston?
Iba rin yun. May bivac din sila rito. Yeah, look, I'm gonna show you them. You have to turn around so that they can see. Yeah, so see, my background. Behind me, that's the bebop of San Antonio. So they will be performing. Actually, they already performed earlier. So I think magpa perform naman sila. So yay, proud. Proud na taga Baguio. And there's a lot of people here in the lobby area. But let's go inside. Oh, they're gonna be dancing now. Yeah. So we're gonna watch them. So I was tapping off the record dito, Mr. Flor. Because I'm supposed to have my live show tonight. But since I'm here in San Antonio, can't do my regular live show. Yeah, I can turn along in the South Side. So let's watch the bebop first now.
Oh my goodness. You look awesome.
Thank you so much.
it's hard for her to get me out of uniform. I'm comfortable in uniform.
That's what traffic. They're at the door, so I can't get in. Ganito pala dapat sinugod yung camera.
Here's the chair of the Dallas region.
Hi, I'm Miss Eileen. It's good to see you here.
You're welcome to Usapang Off the Record.
Oh, yes. We're here in San Antonio. A lot of the Filipinos are here converging for the celebration of a 10 outstanding Filipinos in San Antonio.
That is right, and we're also celebrating the signing of the sisterhood.
Oh yeah, that's really a great and historic moment.
Thank you. Isn't she beautiful? Look at her dress. I love her dress.
Designed by Miss Jagger Onyade.
Oh yes, I wish Jagger is here.
Yes.
No? Yeah, we're supposed to wear Filipina kind of dress, but I don't know. Filipina, but hey, look, they have beautiful Filipina dresses here. Awesome. Oh, ikot kan naman. Turn around.
Damn.
See? Thank you so much. I'm on a live show. This is my live show. Usapang Off the Record. Welcome to my show.
Hi.
Every Friday, 9 p.m. Awesome. Yes. Ikot lang ako, ah.
Here is a Corbandiana suite.
I don't know how to turn this around now. I think I have to turn around. There. So you can see it behind me. There's a lot of people attending the event. They're all celebrating, of course, the union, the sisterhood of Bacchus and San Antonio. Let's say hi to the general. And now they'll be performing. So Bibak is performing now. Well, people can see. Thank you.
So you've seen the performance of Quebec. They're still performing, of course, but we're getting out of there now. We're going to try to find Vice Consul Marco Lopez to give us a little bit about the background of what happened in the past that led to the signing of the friendship agreement between Baguio City and San Antonio. Thank you. Here I'm with the Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region. That's Gemma. That's Rob. Welcome, so Sapa of the Record. This is my show.
Oh, oh yeah. You're doing it.
This is a live show. Oh, every Friday. So yeah, so tell me why you're here.
We're here to participate and attend the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce state meeting or state.
Maybe Greater Houston Region.
Wow! Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Margarita. This is Margarita.
Hello.
Our vice chair.
The designated driver.
She is actually the vice chair of the Chamber of Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Osama on the Record. This is my show every Friday.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you, Margarita. Thank you so much. And let's talk to the past chair, one of the past chairs of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce. What the memorandum says. Okay, so let's learn about the Friendship City agreement. So this is the agreement, a copy of it. So let me read it to you. It says here that the Friendship City agreement, through this memorandum of understanding dated October 21st, 2022, Baguio City, here in Avenue Project Baguio in the city of San Antonio, here not to refer to as San Antonio, jointly referred to as the participants, recognize the importance of exchange and collaboration and have come to follow understanding. So the Baguio and San Antonio intend to explore exchange and collaboration opportunities as friendship cities with the intent to develop a long-term relationship that aligns with their mutual sectors and thus both confirm their intentions within the following fields, economic and tourism. So the Friendship City Agreement is to explore the feasibility within the following fields, of course, that's economic and tourism, to explore the feasibility of expanding business ventures, business information sharing, as well as tourism exchange. Also, healthcare to explore best practices in medicine to enhance tactics, techniques, and procedures, and also education to explore educational best practices and possible exchanges. Of course, it's always between Baguio City and the city of San Antonio. And ecology and sustainability, which is to explore best practices in park management and environmental and sustainability issues. All right, and then lastly, military and emergency management. This is to explore best practices in humanitarian and disaster relief operations, to review emergency operations center SOPs, and to search for potential collaborative synergies between Joint Base San Antonio and Philippine Military Academy, which is the PMA, for the benefit of local communities. So this memorandum of understanding is an expression of cooperative relations or outline of intent and understanding only. It does not establish a joint venture, partnership, or any other business between the participants, nor does it commit or obligate either to take any of the actions contemplated by this memorandum of understanding. Also, it is not intended to create any legal obligations under domestic or international law between the participants. So, I just read to you almost the entire Friendship City Agreement. And lastly, therefore, this memorandum of understanding shall not be enforceable through any judicial, administrative, or extrajudicial procedure. Either party may terminate this MOQ unconditionally at any time. So, yeah, in witness thereof, authorized representatives of the respective parties here to sign this memorandum of understanding in two original copies, duplicated both in English and Filipino, and each text being equally authentic. All right, so again, this is the one. Yun ang nilalaman ng Friendship City Agreement ng City of San Antonio and Baguio City. Yeah. And then ito naman yung Tagalog version. Hindi ko nababasa yung Tagalog version because mahaba-haba naman yun. Alright, so yeah, it's kind of loud inside and hirap ano, lots of noise. So you're going? I'll send it to you. Not right now? Oh, okay, sige. I don't know how to do it. So we're gonna take pictures. So I might have to give my camera to somebody else.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
Yes, we're back. Ito sa usapang off the record. And guess what? Meron tayong guest. And we will interview him. He's the newest chair of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce in Austin. So welcome, Jay Aquino. Welcome to Usapang off the record. This is my show every Friday.
I love it. Thank you so much for just, you know, impromptu inviting me to this interview.
Everybody's impromptu today because
that's like, awesome.
I know, right?
Well, if you guys are watching, let us know where you're watching from. Big claps. What is this? StreamYard? So where are we on?
Yeah, StreamYard. StreamYard. Awesome. So I think it's live on Facebook and YouTube, and later on it will be available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Love it. Podcasts. If you guys are watching right now, smash those heart buttons. Give her an amazing, like, warm welcome and, like, Man, this is amazing.
Well, tell us about who is Jay Aquino, quick.
Real quick, Jay Aquino, I moved out to Austin, Texas about a year ago, and from LA. So, and we wanted to kind of set presence here in Austin with a chamber. So in 2 months, we have about 43 members. So,
wow, that's
yeah,
amazing.
And we got our first corporate sponsor. So we're
doing pretty
good, and we still haven't started yet. So if you guys know anybody here in Austin, tell them to reach out to myself, Jay Aquino, or Joyce Garcia. We'd be open to, welcome you guys to Austin and join the chamber. But that's who I am. Just trying to bring Filipino culture out in Austin and put them on the map and make sure that we actually have representation here. So that's what
we're doing. People in Austin, my friends there, I know some of my friends already contacted you.
Yes.
So the others, we're waiting. Join us, join the Chamber of Commerce, the Filipino American Chamber of Commerce, of course.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm very excited because a lot of community leaders are present in this event. It's just that they're busy right now. Some of them are taking pictures. Some of them are also talking to some friends, old and new friends. So I'm not sure how long we can keep this live show going, but I'm actually kind of looking for our vice consul, Marco Lopez, because I know he can give us some background of how did the friendship happen and the signing of the memorandum of agreement. Oh, I think I saw it. So let's go. I hope he's available. Yeah, so I don't know if you can read this outstanding Filipino American from San Antonio, otherwise known as Tulsa. So, yes. Mr. Gene? Yes, Eileen, design. Hi, nice to meet you. Well, I have here Mr. Gene Caracol. This is my live show. Welcome to Usapang Off the Record. I do this show every Friday, 9 p.m. So I usually talk about legal issues. But today is kind of, it's a different topic.
A different thing.
Because I'm featuring.
I have no knowledge of legal issues.
I know.
I'm usually in legal issues.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so Mr. Gene Caracol, you're the vice chair of the EACC San Antonio, of course.
Yeah.
And he's also, you started the Adobo Throwdown,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am the event promoter for the Adobo
so
Throwdown.
So I want you to talk about the Adobo Throwdown, which is going to be happening. Is that tomorrow?
On Sunday.
So tell us about it.
Okay, yeah. So the Adobo Throwdown is a cooking competition and food expo. It is a competition for both home cooks and professional chefs.
So there are home cooks and
professional
level.
Chefs.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So the professional chefs are going to be judged. There's 5 restaurants that are vying for the best Adobo in San Antonio. And then they're going to be competing starting at 1 o'clock. On Sunday, it's going to be judged Iron Chef style.
Wow.
So it's going to be awesome. And then we also have an amateur adobo cooking competition and an ubi dessert competition.
Oh, there's ubi now?
There's ubi
oh,
also.
Oh, wow.
And then on top of that, we're going to have singers. We have
entertainment.
We have live entertainment. We have dancers. And one of the dancers is my wife. She's going to do a swing dance.
So the partner is not you.
No.
Because you're gonna be busy with that.
Yeah,
I'm
very, very busy. I only danced there one time. That was for our 25th wedding.
Oh, that's it.
And I retired.
Oh, okay. That's precious dances.
So I would love to invite you all to the Adobo Throwdown cooking competition and food expo. It's gonna be this Sunday, October 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sure, Civic Center.
All right, so people in the surrounding cities of San Antonio, like Houston, come on down.
Yep. Please go to www.adobothrowdown.com for tickets.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Thank you very much. I'll see you around. Thank you. Okay, so. Yun, kausap lang natin si Mr. Jin Caracol. So, sa Sunday nga, we have a double showdown competition where professional chef and local, Maku. They will compete kung sino may pinamasarap na adobo dito sa San Antonio sa Lingguyen. So, sad to say I'm not going to be here because I'll be back in Houston dahil nga naman meron ding event ang University of the Philippines Alumni Association of Houston at yun ang aming gala. So, I'll be emceeing that event kaya I'm not gonna be able to stay here in San Antonio for the adobo program. So, yeah. Okay, let's go. Go find Attorney Marco, are you available? For a short chat? Ayan, so, nahanap ko din si Vice Consul Attorney Marco Lopez. And, yes, welcome ulit sa Usapang of the Record.
Hi, audience, the authority, Aileen.
Palagi na lang siya sa show, no?
Yeah. Twice pa lang, right?
But you know, I replay one of I replayed one time. Because I feel like there, a lot of people are asking about that, you know, topic, so I did rebroadcast. And so, si Attorney Vice Consul Marco Lopez lang naman eh, naging part siya lang, ano, planning stage na initial meeting that led to the signing of the Memorandum of Agreement ng Friendship Agreement ng San Antonio and Baguio City. So tell us about it.
So itong agreement na pinirma nila, basically it's just like initial agreement, so to speak. Kasi usually agreements are legally binding.
I know, right? I just read the entire thing.
So that one is actually a Memorandum of Understanding. Basically, it's a declaration of intent between two parties to establish friendship.
So what's the expectation? Na, ano lang i-expect natin now that they are already signed the memorandum?
Well, since we have that memorandum, we expect that the linkages between the two cities yung mga economic connections nila, kanilang mga socio-civic connections, mas dadami ang kanilang, kumbaga, partnership.
Wow, so excited naman ako.
Investments, ganyan, medical assistance, military assistance will madadagdagan.
Especially the PMA is located in, you know,
because it's also a manifestation of the fact that Baguio and San Antonio have many similarities. So that nga sa atin, mayors, di ba?
Yes.
They are military cities, they are both UNESCO heritage cities. Ang mga similarity nila, yung economic sector, tourism.
Tourism, that's right.
Dito sa San Antonio, dito sa Baguio, di ba? Lahat naman tayo, Pilipinas,
di ba? Pumupunta tayo ng
Baguio. Unang-unang out of town, Baguio.
Pumupunta sa malamig ang weather doon.
Kaya sa Texas, pinupuntahan naman nila itong San Antonio kasi yan yung Riverwalk. Yan yung Alamo.
Oh, the Alamo, of course, a very historic Alamo.
So that's why, you know, they agreed, no, na they, they arrived at an understanding, yun ang term natin legally.
So, sino ang nag-sparehead nito, you know?
I would think it's, di ba, if you remember, they put up a body, yung friendship.
Yes, that's right, that's right. I forgot that.
So, yun. Basically, it's actually a project in the Philippines.
I was actually thinking about that kasi ako, yes. I feel like, hindi naman ako talaga taga-Baguio, but I'm adopted, di ba? So, Baguio is very dear to me, and so, I'm interested. Baka paano nag-started? Baka pwede din naman ang Houston.
Why not?
Yeah, di ba? Who knows? I know we're gonna have our elections, so we're gonna have a new mayor. Malapit sa pusong Pinoy.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
maganap tayo, di ba?
I like this one. This is, perfect kasi yung ano, di ba? Kung mag-iisipan mo, perfect yung partnership nila eh.
Kaya nga, I'm so excited. Oh, ang daming pumunta dito para masaksihan yung ano, yung signing na
very historic agreement.
Ayan, salamat. Bye, Pastor Marco. I'll see you around.
Okay, see you
thank
around.
Thank you again. Ayan, so nahanap din natin at nakausap natin si Vice Consul Marco Lopez, and he gave us really good insights kung paano nag-start yung ano na to, understanding, memorandum of understanding. So let me correct myself. So it's not supposed to be called agreement, but understanding. Because it says there on the paper it's agreement. So anyway, memorandum of understanding between the the Baguio City and San Antonio. I am, so I'm not sure. I think we're ending the show now because it's getting late, and of course the event is still ongoing. So meantime, thank you sa maraming salamat sa lahat ng mga nanood at nakasama natin ngayon dito sa live show ng Usapang Off the Record. If you are unable to join us during the live show, you can watch the recorded live show sa Facebook page and YouTube channel of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. Napin nyo lang Usapang Off the Record. Makikita nyo doon. And also, you can listen to us via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and Listen Notes. At syempre pa, maraming salamat sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. And of course, Legal Reason Law, ang ating producers ng show na ito, ng Usapang Off the Record. Kaya naman, if you have any questions, tawagan nyo lang ang 833-838-0808 or go to the website ng Legal Reason Law, which is legaldesonlaw.com. And if you have any question for me, you can post your question there. You can send me a message or call me if you have any question regarding the topic for today. And I'm very excited actually to go back to the venue because I think Boy Rose is singing right now, so he's entertaining the people in the event. And I also have a lot of people na kailangan ko pang kausapin, especially tomorrow is a state meeting. Now, Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Texas. So, okay, I think I'm gonna have to say bye now. Maraming salamat sa lahat ng nakasama natin ngayon. This is Eileen. Happy weekend, everyone. Make this weekend a great weekend, a memorable one. Spend time with your family, and I'll see you again sa Friday. Sa Usapang Off the Record. Bye for now.